Let's talk a little bit more about bevacizumab or Avastin. What we've seen over the last couple of years is a growing use of this agent in metastatic breast cancer. And right now, the majority of both researchers as well as docs in practice have used it in metastatic breast cancer and are frequently using it combined with a taxane, specifically paclitaxel, as first-line therapy. Can you talk a little bit about how the data has evolved looking at that strategy, where we are with that, and what are some of the clinical trials looking at other issues related to bevacizumab?
Well, bevacizumab is an anti-vascular endothelial growth factor agent. Its precise mechanism of action as it relates to breast cancer, though, is yet to be clearly defined. We do know from the sequence of clinical trials that if we look at bevacizumab as a single agent in the treatment of breast cancer, it has very little activity. If it's combined with capecitabine as second-line therapy for metastatic disease, it has a modest activity, at least in terms of increasing rates of response, time to progression, no difference in overall survival. Despite that finding and the general sense among the breast cancer community that that was a negative trial, bevacizumab was moved into the first-line setting where a study was done by ECOG that looked at paclitaxel with or without bevacizumab. And that trial showed substantial prolongation of time to progression, higher rates of response, and some survival advantage to the combination of paclitaxel plus bevacizumab. So that's resulted in a number of different trials. There are two large multi-institutional trials now going on known as Ribbon 1 and Ribbon 2. Ribbon 1 is a trial looking at women who are receiving first-line chemotherapy for metastatic breast cancer, and the oncologist and patient are allowed to choose from a variety of different types of chemotherapy, and then the women are randomized to receive either placebo or bevacizumab in combination. And then Ribbon 2 is a corresponding trial for women who have had one prior chemotherapy regimen for metastatic breast cancer, and they're then randomized. They're given chemotherapy, again, physician and patient choice, and then there's a randomization to either receive it with bevacizumab or with placebo.